Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're fancy enough and rich enough, you don't have to bother decorating your own Christmas tree. Arlene McIntyre is creative director of Ventura Design in Dublin, which offers a Christmas tree styling service. Good afternoon, Arlene.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So would your clients be private people in houses or businesses or both?
Well, that actually really came about from just decorating our own clients' homes. And they would kind of contact us the year after that year to say, book me in for next year and so on. And then their friends and family would see our work and they'd be like, oh, I need to get that done on my house.
Right.
So it kind of grew legs organically, yeah.
Okay. And so I assume, like you do repeat business, you'd go back to the same home year after year and they want something different every time, would they?
Yes, absolutely. Well, a lot of them are very, very much detailed on keeping a theme going out throughout their home. A lot of our clients would like their trees very color coordinated into their spaces. So it's something that takes a lot of time, a lot of planning. We would go into colorways and styles and what specifically they want and how they want it to look and feel for each of the areas.
Okay, so if they've, say, for instance, they've had wherever they have the Christmas tree redecorated, then it's a different color Christmas tree then.
True, exactly. So say, for example, our client might want to go totally, you know, very festive with that Home Alone look and feel with the beautiful burgundy reds and the greens and your classic Christmas. So we would go all out on planning that style tree. And that would, of course, follow through into the hallway and into their stair banister. And maybe perhaps their front doorstep, their porch would be even well considered. We'd have a full swag around the front entrance, a beautiful wreath on the door. So there's layers and layers of Christmas styling, Sean.
Is all this stuff real? As in, you're not nipping down to Woody's to get one of those plastic yolks?
No, but I have to be honest. We have had to make kind of dashes to the local stores whereby we've run out of stock or twine or whatever it might be. But overall, a lot of the planning and all the buying would have been done months and months in advance.
Okay.
And there's teams and teams of people around planning and then fitting out and styling.
Okay, but is the tree always a real tree?
The tree is always faux in our case because it would be up very early. So a lot of our clients would like their tree up sometimes 8 weeks before Christmas, 6 weeks before Christmas, you know, depending on what their entertainment plans are. A lot of them travel for Christmas. So they want to have, you know, Christmas in their home, you know, well in advance of, you know, before they hit the airport. Or it might be that they want to carefully plan all the rooms before they have a giant family reunion in their home. So we have multiple different stories. And I mean, all of the stories are so lovely and gorgeous. And we try and just chime in with everybody.
Okay. And so do you have a massive warehouse someplace, Arlene, stuffed full of Christmas stuff?
We do. We actually get on planes and we travel and we do all the buying and the sourcing well into like July, August, September. And then all the stock would start kind of arriving into our warehouse August, September, October. And then we start kind of separating everything and organizing everything and planning all the logistics around it. And then our teams head out and start the styling.
Right. And the stuff that you're sourcing, are you just kind of saying that's nice? Or you're thinking this will fit in Mrs. Smith's home kind of thing?
No, exactly. No, there's real planning. So, for example, we have one client. She's got a very large home. She has up to 8 trees in her house.
Wow.
And all the rooms must have a different look and feel. So what happens in the living room can't happen in the kitchen, can't happen in the bedroom tree. So there's all kind of different themes and plans and looks and feels and colorways. For example, in the living room, we had one client who wanted a navy theme. So we introduced platinums and navies and layers of golds and all of that sort of sparkle in her living space, which, of course, tapped into her interior scheme. So there was a greater plan in the thinking around that particular scheme of styling.
But a lot of these... keep going.
Oh, sorry, Sean. No. So, I mean, you know, then we have kiddie rooms. And then the kiddie rooms are great depending on the budget, of course. And you might have giant nutcrackers in the bar. And you might do, like, whatever the theme might be or whatever we're asked to do. We get a lot of pictures from Pinterest from clients. And they'll be saying, oh, my God, I need this. I have to have that. And so we'll just try and, you know, take our lead from there.
Okay. And when you say a theme for a Christmas tree, what do you mean by that?
Well, for example, when I say theme, I mean like by way of color scheme. So
right.
if the living room, if it's say their main tree, which might be in the main drawing room or living room or wherever it might be, we'll try and tap into the color scheme of that room. So it looks very tailored and very curated, if you know what I'm saying. So it ties in with that space. It's really tonal. So if they've got like the green accents in a room, we'll try and bring of that accent into the tree. So everything looks very coordinated and tonal. And that for us seems to be a big ask.
I imagine though a lot of people would have, they've big houses, they've also got big windows. So they'll want people passing by to see the tree as well.
Big time. That's a really good question, Sean. And often some of our trees, depending on the ceiling height, can take up to 400 baubles, you know, on the tree.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it's a lot. And the trees are spectacular. The ones we're getting in from Italy are pre-lit. They're stunning. They actually look real. It's really, you have to go over and feel them to believe that they're not actually real. You know, they are faux, and it's incredible. And they are durable. They're investment pieces, of course. This isn't an inexpensive thing to do. It is an investment thing to do. But you are building up memories around each, you know, all the objects. And,
okay,
and,
so do they own the tree then, Arlene? Or do
they
you
own the tree. Exactly.
Right. But so do you store it for them kind of thing?
Correct. Yeah. In some cases, yes. And in other cases, no. Like they'll have plenty of space where we can dismantle everything when Christmas is over and then carefully storage everything up and box it up, label all the rooms and then pack it up for the next year.
Okay, and would most of the trees then already have the lights installed into it?
Yes, the ones that we work with do. It would be our preference, just for speed and time, because you only have so much time that you can spend around each project. It's like a military operation for us, and we have so many projects that we're trying to fulfill in a short window of time.
Yeah.
And so the more work that's taken out of it for us, the better.
And would those lit trees, can you, you know, do they come with all the options? Can they do twinkly or still or that like a nightclub blind you kind of pulsing
do.
That they do?
They do. We try and avoid those trees, actually. They're the ones that are always available. That's why we try and get over nice and early in July and August. But for the kids, I always think it's fun to go out, you know, all out with the twinkly disco trees. I think that can be fun.
Yeah.
And to keep it really kiddie. And it's really important, of course, that then, of course, we have clients who have beautiful homemade, you know, gorgeous little ornaments that are made by their children that we try and reuse and incorporate into the trees. So that's nice, too.
The thing is, though, you're flying around Europe getting the most wonderful baubles. And then your client says, you know, this yolk made out of a toilet roll. Can you stick that up in there as well?
We've had that. We have had that. And we've had everything kitsch to everything, you know, memorable that you can think of. And we just go with it. And that's what makes it fun. Like, and it's really fun to just work with our clients in that way.
Yeah.
And we've built relationships with a lot of them. But then we have many new ones as well that we meet each year. So it's fun. It's a mixed bag. You never know. You've just got to fasten your seatbelt and hope that there isn't a storm or, you know, anything that we haven't planned for.
I assume when you're decorating these big trees, you must have to bring in scaffolding and stuff to kind of get all the baubles up.
Well, yeah, on occasion, yeah. You need lots of ladders. Our lead installer is over 6 foot tall, which really helps. And he's very experienced. We've had our team sitting on team members' shoulders, you know. We've had people doing all sorts of crazy things just to get the star perfectly, you know, applied to the top of the tree. It's great fun. We've had no accidents, thank God. But yeah, it can get tricky at times. Just access can be super tricky.
Is it always a star on the top of the tree or are there options there?
Options. You can do whatever you like. Like we have ballerina deers, we have ribbons, just all sorts of things. You can have fun with it. Like really the top of the tree can be anything you really want it to be, depending on the client and how serious they take Christmas. You know, if they have a sense of humor, you know, you can do really whatever you like.
Yeah, but you reckon when you are searching for baubles during the year, that is Italy the best place?
It is for us. We've got a wonderful supplier there that just shops and buys from all over the world. So we would give them ideas in advance of going over each year of trends or things that we'd like to bring in that we know from the year previous that we'd like to introduce into the following year, and they buy and source, and then when we get there, it's like then for us to edit down and narrow it down to curate into our look and feel. So it's exhausting, to be honest. You are finished by the time you come back from those trips. It's a lot of color and it's a lot of light, and it's very stimulating weekend in every way. The wine helps, of course, because it's Italy in the evenings. But yeah, it's really fun. And I actually think it's one of the best parts of what we do is the buying and then seeing it coming into its completion.
So there's a kind of a fashion aspect almost that trends change from year to year. What's hot this year?
Definitely. So what's hot this year, Sean, is all things rust and chocolate brown. Like we had lots of that kind of filtering in last year. And then this year we have a lot of the warm, you know, amber tones, and bronze is still in this year. But then we're looking at more rust tones and really warm trees. So those warm tones are really strong this year, which I love. And I love the classic crimson red, those Bordeaux reds, those rich kind of tones, winter greens. And I like a classic tree myself. But we do get a lot of neutral lovers that like all the neutrals, no color whatsoever. It has to be just all golds and silvers and platinums.
Color delights, are they a bit of a no-no then?
Well, they are great, as I was saying earlier, in kids' rooms. We get asked for that quite a lot, where you get the colored lights, the rainbow lights, or the palette of sort of like pastel tones, which is really cute, and particularly in little girls' rooms. We've been asked to bring in kind of the soft palette of kind of candy tones, and that can look great too. So we have one little girls' tree that we've recently done, and it had pink velvet bows on it, and all sorts of gorgeous little nutcrackers and stars, and just pretty. It looked very pretty. And then we've had other trees in the past where they were in a private bar of somebody who was having a giant Christmas party, and it was just all out fun with small little bottles of champagne all over the tree that we were able to bring in ornaments of. Yeah, so you can have fun.
Yeah. So by the time December the 25th comes along, Arlene, you must absolutely loathe Christmas. You must go, let's pretend it's Easter.
Exactly. No, really, we are finished by Christmas. It is. It's so funny. And we'll do it all again next year. But it's just fun to work with our clients, really. I think that's the best part.
Arlene, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Arlene, their creative director of Ventura Design in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.